Well, my friend, I can't believe it. I can't believe that this is the last episode of this series, Get Out of the Weeds and Back into the Driver's Seat as a podcast series. You know, for me, it's been a blast putting this together for you, and I can't wait to hear some of your feedback and questions tomorrow in our LinkedIn Live. As you know, if you've listened to the whole series, we kicked off on Monday where I talked about the growth trap that every business owner finds themselves in at one time or another. And I gave you a four-step action plan so that you could reclaim a minimum of 4 to 8 hours of your precious time. And there was also a download in the resources. And on Tuesday, episode 135, I introduced you to this whole principle that I call the M myth. Why doing more isn't the answer, and asked you to think about how you could do less, only better. Because, as you've heard me say before, entrepreneurs who earn 10 times more don't work 10 times harder. And then yesterday, 136, I talked about the 7 common and costly scaling mistakes to avoid, because when we know what mistakes to avoid, we save ourselves a lot of time and frustration. Now, today I'm going to dive into how to build your self-running engine, how you can actually get out of the weeds, what do you need to do to gain back control of your business. And I'm going to explain kind of why you don't need what some business coaches call a blueprint, but what you do need is a customizable framework. I'm also going to share with you the 3-part framework I've used over and over again with hundreds of business owners in probably 50 or more different industries that has given them back how to love their business again, because they're actually working just in their zone of genius. This framework also teaches them how to generate more profit so they can pay themselves more than a fair market salary and have enough left over to invest in their business for additional team or technology. And also how to have the freedom to take unplugged vacations because their business no longer depends on them for the day-to-day running of the business. And lastly, I'm going to share with you some research proven, what I call the Freedom Stack, is woven into the work that I do to help you compound your wins for long-term success. Now remember, tomorrow, join me live, whether you want your questions answered or maybe you would even like some coaching. Welcome to the Work Less, Profit More Business Podcast for business leaders who want to stop being that chief everything officer and build a self-running business engine that gives them true freedom. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and simple marketing strategies and mindset shifts that help my clients grow and scale without hustle or burnout. So if you're a lawyer, financial advisor, real estate investor, accountant, or other business owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. So my friend, you're on a journey. Maybe you're on a journey from solopreneur to CEO. Maybe you're on a journey to scale to 7 figures or beyond. If that's you, then get your pen and download the workbook, as I'm going to share today some critical elements you need to sustainably scale without hustle and burnout. Now, you also might be a micro business owner and feel you're in the perfect spot in your business. I don't want to scale any further. And maybe you don't have ambitions for 7 figures and beyond. Well, that's just fine too, because what I'm going to share today will help you make the most of the time that you work on your business. Now, a quick reminder, if you haven't listened to the earlier episodes, starting with number 134, please, please, please pause this episode and go back and listen to the previous 3. Otherwise, I hate to say it, this episode isn't going to make a lot of sense. Now, yesterday I shared the reasons why, when you want to scale, you have to do 3 things. 1, you have to slow down. 2, you have to stabilize your foundation. And 3, then you can scale. You see, the biggest shift for you is how to use your time. It's not about doing more. It's not about hustling and burning out. It's more about thinking long-term, sustainable growth. It's about the compound effect of your work. It's about working towards your vision. It's about working on a few critical things that will actually move the needle in your business. It's about doing less, only better. It's a principle that I discovered back in the early 2000s while running my retail business. You see, when my daughter was diagnosed with a chronic illness, I soon realized I no longer could be that chief everything officer. I had to build a self-running business engine so I could have the time and the freedom to look after her. In my journey to build this engine, to get out of the weeds, to take back control of my business, I had to invest in mentorship. I had to invest in money to learn from others who had done what I accomplished. But what I found out was that most of them talked about building a blueprint or following a step-by-step process. Well, I'm not new to business, and I wasn't back then. And I soon kind of pushed back against this blueprint or step-by-step thing because business development just isn't step-by-step. I've often said it's more like working to solve a Rubik's Cube, if you know what those are. Try one activity and you get that right, and then it impacts all the others. So you're constantly rotating your Rubik's Cube until, voila, it all comes together. In all the years I've been an entrepreneur, which is more than 40, and in my 10 years of coaching, I have found that there are 9 pieces of the Rubik's Cube, the business Rubik's Cube, which I have since refined into 3 main pillars. One pillar is what I call get clients. The second pillar is what I call ramp up your profits. And the third pillar is about optimizing your resources. Now, if you've listened very carefully, you've noticed that the get clients, the ramp up, and the optimize, they spell G-R-O, grow. And I call this an equation because you have to add all of these together to get the W, which is the work less. So I want to make this a little more interactive. And what I suggest that you do is go to page 7 of your workbook. Page 7 is about this episode. And what I'd love for you to do is take your pen and draw 3 vertical lines so that you have 4 columns. If you don't have your workbook, pause the podcast and go and get it. So you're going to make 4 columns and you're going to draw some lines that are horizontal so that you're creating a table. And at the top, each column is, there's going to be 1 column for G, 1 column for R, 1 column for O, and 1 column for W. Got it? Okay. This is going to help you create a checklist for further reference. Now, let's talk about the G, getting clients. What's included in that? Now, you're going to notice I'm going to talk about 3 levers for each one of this G-R-O. So that's a total of 9. So here we are. Under get clients, the very first thing that has to happen is what I call vision and values. Like a GPS, you've kind of got to know where you're going. That is your vision, from where you are today to where you're going. The other part of the G is you have to differentiate your brand. And I'm sorry, but there's a ton of noise out there, whether it's on social media, whether it's speaking, whatever it happens to be. You have to know how your brand is different from others. And this helps you, the third element, which is your marketing. So the G consists of vision and values, differentiating your brand, and marketing. Okay, next column, R, ramp up your profits. This is where cash flow is king and what you measure grows. And under the R, one of the very first things is strategic planning. And what I mean by strategic planning is I mean every quarter, every 90 days. I don't mean annual planning. I mean, yeah, that's right, every 90 days. You see, without a 90-day plan, you're not going to have clarity on your goals or your priorities. My guess is, if you're anything like the people that I know, you're going to be distracted by bright, shiny objects, be constantly changing direction. There won't be consistency in your sales and marketing, and your team won't be clear about your priorities. This is where businesses often get trapped in the feast or famine. So under the R, right, you've got strategic planning. You need metrics. That's the second thing. And metrics are all about a dashboard. They're all about knowing your leading and your lagging metrics. And it's all about having the third element of this is having a profit plan. What's a profit plan? It's about being proactive versus reactive and having sales goals, a sales system, and a sales calendar. Those are the three things in the R. The O, this is our third column, is all about optimizing assets. So a team, a rock star team, and this goes back to your vision and values. Systems, all about workflow. It's all about also your leadership skills. And leadership skills are your habits, your mindset, your boundaries, how you communicate, how you delegate, how you make decisions, your problem solving, your time use, your strategic planning. So the O, team, systems, and your leadership skills. And last but not least, the W column is the work less, profit more. And I'd love for you to write in that column, what would it mean for you? What would be your ultimate goal? Is it to work like I do 3 days a week and still earn a six-figure income? Or is it to work 20 hours a week and earn a seven-figure income? What is your definition of success? And it's really important to write this down. So there, my friend, is your business operating system, your GROW framework. And it's a customizable framework, not a cookie cutter blueprint that doesn't fit you or your business. It's a results-driven framework that adjusts for you and your biggest challenges that you have now. It also adjusts for what's your zone of genius. You see, this framework has taken a lawyer from no profit and no free time to over 500K in profit and a rock star team so that she can take vacations. It's taken a podcast production agency from one person to a team of five and the founder being paid more than he ever imagined. It's taken an accountant from having a dysfunctional team to getting the right people in the right seat. It's what I use each and every time a client joins the Ultimate Business Freedom Accelerator program. It's the Rubik's Cube. Well, almost. And if you head over to the show notes, you'll see a graphic that I've used over and over again. It's on my website about the GROW equation. So do you have any questions about this GROW equation? I hope you've written them down on page 8 so that you can ask me tomorrow during the LinkedIn Live. Okay, I want to shift gears a little bit, and I want to talk about this research that I came across. And it was done by some highly respectable people at eMyth. And if you don't know eMyth, you can Google it. It started out as a book by Michael Gerber, and there's a whole system behind it. And these people surveyed 1,700 businesses, and they found some startling facts about what makes businesses more sustainable and what helped them reach their profit goals. I was curious. Research from eMyth shows that by applying just one of these seven strategies I'm going to share with you, increases your chances of reaching your profit goals by 6.6%. However, this is the best part. If you apply all seven of these strategies, you will increase your chances by 60%. Because what you're doing, it's a compound effect. You're building one on top of the other. And who doesn't want that? And I call this your sustainable freedom stack. And the benefits include making your business less complicated, in other words, simplifying it and making it easier to manage, making your marketing more effective, i.e., getting more of the perfect fit clients, helping you hire more efficiently so you can build that rock star team, making decision-making easier as your decision-making becomes based on data, not emotion, and helping you shift to being a proactive CEO rather than a reactive chief everything officer. So, want to know what these seven elements are? Here we go. I'm going to read them off, and then we're going to go through them and see where they fit into the GROW equation. So number one of the freedom stack, vision and values. Sounds familiar. Number two is role descriptions, including your role description as CEO. Number three is ideal customer profile. Number four are metrics. Number five, a revenue plan. Number six, a repeat sales plan. And number seven, a marketing strategy. So let's go back to your table on page seven that you were creating. Okay. Let's go back to the G and we'll go one by one through the freedom stack. So number one was vision and values. Check. We got that there. Number two of the freedom stack is ideal customer profile. You can write this down, but for me, it's really part of your marketing strategy because you can't have a marketing strategy without knowing who your ideal customer profile is. And the third one from the freedom stack is a marketing strategy. Check. That's already there. Oh, sounds pretty good so far. All right, let's move on to the R. From the freedom stack, they talk about metrics. Check. We already got that there. They talk about a revenue plan. I call it a profit plan because in my mind, profit is much more important than revenue. And number three is a repeat sales plan. Now, I would add this to the R column. In my world, a repeat sales plan is really incorporated into strategic planning, quarterly strategic planning, but just so that you highlight it, because this is really important. It's important not to be constantly creating new things all the time. It's about rinsing and repeating. Okay, so we've talked about six out of seven of the freedom stack. The last element of the freedom stack is role descriptions, which you can add to column number O, which is part of team. That's right. Being really clear on the role description for you and each person in your team is really crucial. So now that we've added the sustainable freedom stack to your role framework, and now that you know the exact elements that you need to stop hustling, get out of the weeds, and get back into the driver's seat, let's just talk about hustle for a second, because I don't want you to hustle. Because hustle only brings you grinding and inconsistency. It brings you, I'm the only one that can do it mindset. You're focusing on doing more. You're always in the weeds. You're always starting from scratch. You're thinking more marketing is the answer. And guess what? In a year or so, that all that hustle just leads to burnout. But creating a sustainable scaling strategy allows for you to build win on top of win. It allows for that compound effect. It empowers your team. It helps you focus on doing less. It helps you lead with vision because that's your job as the CEO. And it means doing the hard work once, knowing that focus is always the answer. So, how does your business look? I love using one of my favorite tools that can help you quickly assess your business. It's called the traffic light, you know, red, yellow, green. So we're going to go through this and there's no judgment. What I want for this exercise to do is help you identify the gaps, because when you identify the gaps, I call these your freedom roadblocks. These are the things that are standing in your way of getting that W. Whatever you wrote down for W. So here's my suggestion. Draw a horizontal line across and leave room for you to, under each column, assess whether you feel that column you're a red, yellow, or green. Okay. All right. So let's go with the G column, get clients. You can score yourself a green if you already have your vision and values clearly articulated and communicated, as well as a proven marketing strategy, meaning what you're doing for marketing is bringing you all the perfect clients that you ever need. That's a green. You can rate yourself a yellow if you kind of have your vision and values, but it's not maybe written, and maybe you have a marketing strategy, but it's not consistently implemented. Or red, you see significant gaps in your get clients pillar, and you'd like to change that. All right, the R. Let's look at your ramp up profits pillar. I'd suggest you rate yourself a green if you're a whiz at consistently quarterly planning and you have a metrics dashboard and a rinse and repeat profit plan. Ta-da! Rate yourself a yellow if perhaps, I do some annual planning. I don't look at it quarterly. I occasionally look at my metrics, but I'm not sure exactly what metrics to look at. And no, I do not have a rinse and repeat profit plan. And maybe you rate yourself red if you say, Diana, I'm just too busy. I don't have time to carry out all this stuff on a consistent basis. Remember, I said no judgment. All right, under the O column, this is where you optimize team, systems, and your leadership. So rate yourself a green if you have a self-managing, a rock star team. Each person has their own metric with which to measure themselves. You have documented systems that help your team improve efficiency, and you're constantly up-leveling your leadership skills. Now, you can rate yourself a yellow if your team isn't quite pulling their own weight. Perhaps they still interrupt you too often for answers, so you're spending a lot of time managing your team. Or red, you just dream of the day you have a team because you find yourself doing too many administrative and operations types activities. So how did you rate yourself? Red, yellow, green through the GROW framework. And this is meant to help you move forward. It's to help you identify what might be standing in the way of you reaching that freedom that you want. So your action steps, you've already done number one, identify where your biggest gaps are. Number two, work to improve those gaps so you can get out of the weeds. You know what you have to do. And three, if you'd like some help changing your ratings, moving them to green, then can I suggest that you book a complimentary business freedom strategy session with me so that you can build a solid foundation to sustainably scale? Because just as a reminder, entrepreneurs who earn 10 times more don't work 10 times harder. That's it for today, friend. I hope you have been able to take away some concrete, some actionable and implementable steps. Don't forget to mark your agenda for tomorrow's LinkedIn Live at 12 noon Eastern. The link is in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear your feedback. Thanks for listening to the Work Less, Profit More Business Podcast, where weekly you'll get business tips, strategies, and resources to help you work less, profit more. As I said, don't forget to head over to the show notes for links to things I've mentioned so that you can get out of the weeds and back into the driver's seat. See you tomorrow on LinkedIn. Bye for now. And remember, you can do this.